Happy Wednesday. It's time for you to wake up, kid. I'm here in the studio with the best ever co-host we've had on the Wake Up Kid podcast. His name is Beckett McCray. He's one of my favorite nine-year-olds in the entire world. We're friends and we hang out a lot. Today, Beckett, we're still talking about not only the fact that God made us, but that God made everything. When you think about all the things that God made that you've seen in all of your 9 years here on Earth, what is one of the coolest, most amazing things you've ever seen?
Well, we went on this cruise one time with my family and my friends, and when we were on the deck and I looked out, it was amazing.
Yeah, because you look out on that big boat and the boat seems so big, but then you look around and there's water everywhere and you realize the boat compared to the size of this ocean that God created is tiny, and you're tinier than the boat. When I go on a cruise, I was actually with you on that cruise. When I do that, it makes me feel small, you know, and I'm amazed with you at these big things that God created. Our friend Logan is going to talk more about the amazing things God created and some of the things that we've created. But first, the joke of the day.
Hey, kids. Why can't dinosaurs play basketball? Because they're dead.
Wake up, kid. This is Logan. Today we're focused on this fact. God made everything. Look outside. Or if you're stuck inside and there are no windows, imagine you're looking outside. What do you see? Focus on the natural things, not the things made by people. Maybe you see the sun or the moon, grass, trees, clouds, people, animals. Now think of the most amazing natural thing you've ever seen, like a mountain or the ocean, or maybe you've flown in an airplane and seen the tops of clouds. Maybe you've seen a polar bear at the zoo or a rainbow so perfect you could see both ends. The Bible teaches us that when we see these things, we know that they were created by a God who is powerful and in control. Romans 1:20 says, "The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." When we see the sun shining bright, sitting in just the right spot to warm the earth, but not burn us up, we know that there had to be a powerful, wise God that put it there. Did you know a hummingbird flaps his wings 70 times in 1 second? Imagine that. Pretend your arms are wings, and let's see how many times you can flap them in 1 second. When I say go, start flapping. When I say stop, shout out the number of times you flapped your arms. Go. Stop. Did you get to 70? A hummingbird can. Isn't that amazing? That makes us believe that someone so powerful and so intelligent created the hummingbird. And humans might be the clearest proof that there is an all-powerful God who created us. We can talk and walk, run, swim, create and think. We're capable of love and friendship. Our bodies turn food into energy. We start out as tiny little babies and grow up to be powerful adults. Our bones grow back together when they break. Our brains are smart enough to create airplanes and submarines, and we can do really complicated math problems. We write books and dance. Our skin sheds and we grow more. How could humans be so awesome unless we were created by an even more awesome, all-powerful, super wise God?
Oh,